Missouri Net News is presented by the Children's Trust Fund. Get your license to care. Show your green hands by purchasing a CTF license plate for your car, truck, or motorcycle.
I'm Jason Taylor. Several school districts in the Kansas City area have sent notes to parents about the Netflix show 13 Reasons Why over its alleged glamorization of suicide. The Park Hill District recommended parents keep children from watching the program. A battle over Governor Eric Greitens' use of private attorneys to represent his office for possible impeachment proceedings has developed. Bill Wise reports.
Attorney General Josh Hawley addressed a letter to State Auditor Nicole Galloway Friday, stating that the office of governor lacks authority to retain private impeachment counsel. He also said the attorneys claiming to represent the office are acting without authority. The Republican Attorney General says the lawyers seem focused on advancing the individual interests of fellow GOP member Greitens rather than the office of the governor. Auditor Galloway, a Democrat, has expressed doubt that the governor's office has legal authority to hire private attorneys. Her office sent a letter to the state treasurer and Office of Administration informing them that she's investigating the matter and questions the use of private lawyers at taxpayer expense. Governor Greitens' spokesperson Parker Bryden followed the correspondence from Hawley and Galloway with a public statement claiming that it's a long-established fact the governor has the ability to hire private counsel, noting the previous Democratic Governor Jay Nixon had done so. Bryden quoted a state law and referenced the 1938 state Supreme Court case to support his argument. The state legislature has assembled a special session to consider impeachment of Governor Greitens.
Kansas City's MLK Advisory Committee voted Sunday to make a recommendation to rename Kansas City International Airport after Dr. Martin Luther King. While the GOP Missouri House Speaker describes the 2018 session as a historic success, House Minority Leader Gail McCann Beatty says Republicans pushed an anti-worker agenda.
Unfortunately, with Missourians' attention diverted by this sordid saga, Greitens' party used the opportunity to enact an insidious anti-worker agenda.
Two tornadoes were confirmed from Saturday evening in Pleasant Hope, north of Springfield. Both were EF1s that were 100 yards wide. The Republican-controlled legislature has wrapped up its regular session, leaving plenty of unfinished business to hit the ground running next year. Elisa Nelson reports about some of the key measures that failed this year.
The bills that died in the Missouri legislature this year are either a disappointment or a victory, depending on what side of the issue or aisle you are on. Among the proposals that did not make it to the finish line include a proposed statewide expansion of charter schools, a right-to-work amendment that would have changed the Missouri Constitution to prohibit union membership as a condition of employment, and a bill that would have prohibited domestic violence abusers from carrying guns.
Missouri's Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill defended her vote against President Donald Trump's pick for CIA director Saturday in Kansas City, but said the specific reasons were classified. You'll find more news, sports, and weather at MissouriNet.com. This is Missouri Net.